Blog Talk Radio. right. Shalom, shalom, Israel. Blessings to you all. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Right, saints, this is Elder Donnie here. I am signing in on this edition of the Brother Segment by way of Blog Talk Radio on the Straightway Truth. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Just want to greet you all of the beloved saints of Yah, all of you who are called to be saints. Grace and peace unto you all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Thank you, Brother Ugly. I see I got a 10, so that means the sound is coming through real good in your area. Hallelujah. 10-10. Hallelujah. Thanks. Thanks. I appreciate that for your input. But to Israel, may the Father bless you and grant you joy in your heart, and that he will bless the labor of your hand. And may the Father bless and keep you and make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Also may the Father lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Hallelujah. Thanks. This is Elder Donnie. As I said earlier, I'm your host for the evening. Glory to the King. It is a joy. It is a privilege to be here with you, saints of the Most High, my true family. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I want to first give all praise and honor and glory to the Most High, Yah, who is Yahshua, HaMashiach. And without him, we would not even be here. We would not even know who we are. We would not even be restored unto our minds and our conscience. Hallelujah. And so I'm thankful that he chose me. Hallelujah. And that I literally had nothing to do with it. You know, I had no influence on that. I was chosen even before I was born. So I'm grateful for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. Just give me a greater appreciation for him. Hallelujah. Also want to give honor to our beloved shepherd, Pastor Charles Dow, and always thanking him for all that he does for us and the many sacrifices that was made long before any of us got here. And it was placed in his heart, hallelujah, to live a holy and set-apart life and to be a righteous example for each and every last one of us. Hallelujah. So I'm thankful for that and give honor to him. Also to Pastor Corey out in Kansas and all of the work that he's doing with all of the saints out there and all abroad. Hallelujah. For his work does not go unnoticed. Hallelujah. So it's very vital in this time that we're living in and much needed. And to all of the leaders in Israel, all the elders, teachers, deacons, and heads of fellowships, home assemblies, communities, and glory to the King. Bless you all. I'm just glad to be back in here with you all on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Just want to just talk to you guys just for a little while, not too long. Try to keep it short and sweet. We already have enough to chew on and to eat off of during on Sabbath. The message be so rich and so wholesome. So we have a lot that we have placed before us. A lot of bread. I'd like to start the show off reading from Psalms. The day of just keeping that tradition, Psalms 19, verse 7 through 11. I'm going to read from the Scriptures version today. It says, "The Torah of Yahweh is perfect, bringing back the being. The witness of Yahweh is trustworthy, making wise the simple. The orders of Yahweh are straight, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, standing forever. The right rulings of Yahweh are true. They are righteous altogether, more desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb. Also, your servant is warned by them. In guarding them, there is great reward." Hallelujah. So we thank Yah for the commandments. We thank Yah for his essence. We thank Yah for his instructions and a way of life. Hallelujah. For without it, we would be lost. We would be like the nations of this world, truly, truly lost. So I was just talking to a brother about that just on Shabbat. Hallelujah. Are these laws, or is it really truly, do you hold it in high regard? Is it sweeter to you than honey and the honeycomb? Is it more desirable than gold, than fine gold? Hallelujah. We sure need to get to that place. Hallelujah. Which will bring about more obedience. Hallelujah. More reverence to the Father. Glory to the King. But as I stated earlier, we have a lot that we have that we are blessed with every Shabbat, with a rich, rich word, and especially, and it seems like these they are always timely. They are always there to meet us where we are most needed, and where it can benefit us the most. The Father knows exactly what we need. He's a present help in a time of need. He's our shield. He's our buckler. He's our high tower. He's everything that we need. Glory to the King, and he showed up as well on Shabbat, on just yesterday as well for us, just letting us know who we are in Messiah, not only having the knowledge, but also the power and the authority, hallelujah, over Satan's kingdom. So we have more boldness that we can fight with more vigor and more strength, hallelujah. So I'm grateful for it always, man. When it's encouraging messages like that, especially when it's opposing Satan's kingdom and giving knowledge and wisdom on how to proceed forward, giving us more ammo, hallelujah, to fight in this battle, because we need it. We need it. We need to be reminded of this word constantly. We allow a lot to slip. Even the word, it says it many times. Even our ancients, they allow a lot to slip from their minds. So we got to constantly keep these sayings close and near and dear to our hearts. And allow it to fill any voids in our lives, hallelujah, and allow us not to be hindered, you know, in the work that we're doing, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to, you know, be discouraged, trodden down, and down cast, and all of these other things, rejected, and feeling worthless, all these things. But we have the victory at the end of the day. So, you know, that's not our testimony. Being trodden down. Glory to the King. But I want to get started here real quickly. Just talk about a few things, because this dead season, as you all know, it's real, it's live, and in the flesh, as they say. But we are here. We're in it. No escaping it at this point. So we must really take it seriously. Be sober, be vigilant, and aware of what's happening and what's going on around us, and not being so haughty, so puffed up, and thinking, you know, that, hey, I've arrived or you've arrived. We still have a long ways to go, not only in this season, but Yah grants us the opportunity. We'll have other seasons to come, and we got to fight and war throughout them all. We can't just live in the past. You may have been running hard in the past or did some things in the past. That's not good enough. We got to continue to fight the good fight of faith. We have to continue to die daily. None of us are safe, quote unquote. I've seen online saints posting on social media these flags marking them dead season safe. And so when I saw that, I'm like, dead season safe? Really, huh? I wonder how. You know, as long as you're going to be in this fight, as long as you're in this battle here, we're going to have trials, we're going to have to taste temptations. It's inevitable. None of us can escape it. So when I see stuff like that, I'm like, whoa, what's happening here? You know, maybe they know something I don't know. But I sure haven't arrived. I'm still constantly fighting against sin, hell, and the devil daily. Glory to the King. I want to get started. I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians 10 and 12. It says, wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. It's very key. We can't be too sure of ourselves in this thing and thinking, you know, that we've arrived and made it. But we must take heed, right? Pay very close attention, keeping guard. Preserving ourselves, protecting ourselves, being aware, being guarded, and to keep ourselves from certain things, right? So we can't just assume that just because we're here, you know, we made it, or I haven't fallen away, or this hasn't hit me, that I'm still, nah. You better be careful. Take heed. And I see this, I see new saints, perhaps commenting on things, you know, I see them speaking out on certain things. You got to realize, saints, if you're new and you just come into this way, you know what? The battle for many of you haven't even started, or you may have had a taste of it. I mean, that's just the beginning. You got to arm yourself and prepare yourself and get ready. You know, we were taught this years ago. When you see someone who's fallen into some type of a shortcoming or failure or whatever it is, and let's say they're rebuked openly, that's not an opportunity for you to rejoice or an opportunity for you to speak out. That's an opportunity. You need to know what? Consider yourself. You know what I mean? Because we all have our day. We all have our day where we fall short, we mess up, make mistakes. And I'm not speaking about those who fall away and those who become Yah's enemy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about those who are in the way and mess up and make mistakes. But even if you do see someone fall away and they've taken it upon themselves to become offended, even in that, you ought to look at it as a sign. You ought to be humbled by it. You don't want that to be your end. All right? And I constantly keep my I stay mindful of that, not thinking that I'm here all of a sudden and I've arrived and I'm good. Yes, I'm covered by the blood. Yes, I am, but I have an enemy. As a time, he never sleeps. He's always lurking, always seeking whom he may devour. That's why we got to guard our thoughts. We got to guard our every action, even the words we speak out of our mouths. So we really got to be watching, Israel. We got to be guarded. I remember when I first came into the weight, Passover, very first Passover, and I remember Pastor cautioning us, telling all of us, you better be careful before you partake in this bread and wine. It's like many have partaken in it and have not returned. And, you know, you're thinking like, yeah, well, I'm in this thing. I'm new. I'm good. I'm, you know, it ain't going to be me. But he always tells us every single year, do not partake in this and do not eat this unworthily. Do not do it to yourself. And ever since he said that, I've noticed every single year there's been those who have not returned. And even in that, I knew better because I always check myself. I do not want to think I'm above that which is written. And I caution you to do the same, Israel. Think about the words that Pastor mentioned the other night. And I'm going to go over those words because I wrote them down. He told us what's coming this year and what's going to happen. How many of us have really, really taken heed to that? How many of us really considered those words? How many of us went back and replayed those words through videos and things that he's speaking on the same sentiment? It's getting real, Israel. We literally don't have much time to play around. We cannot. We look at Second Corinthians 13:5, and says, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Yahshua, Jesus Christ, is in you, except you be reprobate. So we got to watch. We got to check ourselves constantly. We got to examine ourselves constantly and make sure that we're not reprobate, making sure that I'm not rejected, or making sure that I'm not cast away or worthless. I'm going to go to Sirach in the Apocrypha. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. And I often read this, and I often remind my own self of this. Is this real? And don't I know it's real? Hallelujah. Because like I said, this dead season, it's been real. It's been one for the record books. Even for myself, just constantly having to fight, constantly having to war, constantly having to overcome, you know, even in the midst of it all, you know, not giving up, you know. Satan, he plays hardball, man. I mean, he brings up stuff, all types of stuff. But he do it in unrighteousness, so I already know it. But I'm saying that to say, we fool ourselves if we think, you know, that this walk is easy, and, you know, oh, it may seem fun and it's all good, and you may be running hard right now. You may be running strong right now, and that's good. Keep it going. But it's not given to them that run the fastest, the swiftest, or the hardest, but it's given to those who endure. That's the thing, endurance. Endure until the end. The word also tells us to run this race with patience, right? I've seen many come and many go. I heard many, many, many men, they used to call in on Blog Talk on Sabbath evening, just fired up and energetic and this and that. Pastor, I do this, I do that. Oh, I'm here to stay. I'm this and that. Oh, really? Only to fall short. Only to fall off. Only to become offended. Not even aware of how offended and how, you know, the enemy has set up traps for them. So run this race with patience. And through patience, you'll possess your soul. Sirach, Ecclesiastes chapter 2 in the Apocrypha. Start verse 1. It says, my son, if thou come to serve Yahweh, prepare thy soul for temptation. So that's right off the bat. That's key. If you come this way, if you coming to live this holy set apart life, if you choosing this, a more excellent way, prepare yourself. This is not Christianity. This is not the church. This is not a fad. This is not a trend. This is not something to get into because your cousin is in it, because your brother is in it, because your mom's in it, your dad's in it. Now, you got to be called to this. You got to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to be ready, willing to count all costs. You got to be willing to go to war. You got to be ready to be tried, to be tested. None of us going to escape this. We all going to go through it. We're going to be proven. Our ancients, the same thing. They were proven. They were tested. They were tried. And we saw the outcome of that. We're no better than they are. But it says, my son, if thou come to serve Yahweh, prepare thy soul for temptation. Set thy heart aright and constantly endure and make not haste in time of trouble. Cleave unto him and depart not away, that thou mayest be increased at thy last end. So it's all about endurance. It's all about the end result. It's all about, you know, making it to the end, having a substance, that enduring substance. Verse 4 says, whatsoever is brought upon thee, take cheerfully. I was just yesterday, Sabbath morning, before service, I was thanking the Father and thanking him for the different things that I've been going through, places I have not yet been in this walk, struggles and trials and temptations, you know, and seeing myself in the condition that I was in, just being real with myself. But the thing I did was I thanked the Father. I said, thank you for allowing me to go through this. Thank you for this time right now, knowing that some seasons last longer than others, right? And our flesh wanted to be over with. Our flesh don't want to have to go through nothing, right? Our flesh just want everything to be all peaches and cream and everything is good. And I'm just living life. I'm singing songs all day long and it's good. And I ain't got no worries about the enemy or none of these things, right? But no, giving thanks in all things. And we're charged to do that. Remember that all things and everything that we go through and everything that we suffer and everything in every season. Giving thanks to Yah. And that's what I did. I thank the Father for it. Glory to the King. Whatsoever is brought upon you, take it cheerfully, and be patient when thou art changed to a low estate. For gold is tried in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of adversity. Believe in him, and he will help you. Order your way aright and trust in him. Hallelujah. So the thing is, realizing that we are not doing this on our own. Hallelujah. None of it. We still have help. We still got a comforter. We still have a guide. We still have our Yah. putting our trust in him. Hallelujah. He does all things well, and we need to keep that in mind and know that. Hallelujah. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Another key thing in this whole thing, this whole journey, we need to know the lust of our own hearts and the lust, the wickedness that lies within. Being mindful of it. Let me see. I'm going to read from Corinthians here. First Corinthians 1 through 13. And we've seen many that then dropped off for various different reasons, right? We need to learn from it. We need to really take heed, diligent heed to it. Because these are people that we knew, people that we, you know, supposedly they were among us, right? Supposedly they were called out of Yah. But we see they've made Yah their enemy. We see that they have turned back. We see that they have gone another way. Let me go to 1 Corinthians. What I said, 1 Corinthians. And chapter 10. All right, so I'm going to start at verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Talking about our ancients, right? In the Exodus out of Egypt. And did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, Yah was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. So you hear that? So there's a lot that went on in that wilderness. A lot went on. People found out what was really in their hearts, right? And there was no faking it. No faking it whatsoever. Verse 6 says, now these things were our examples to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And here's that verse again, verse 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. That had no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So are you going to take that escape route? Or are you going to fall? Like so many have. And as I'm thinking about it, thinking about some of those who have just recently fell, and thinking about, you know, the different things that they held in high regard above the Most High. Some of them wanted the preeminence, right? Some of them wanted their doctrine to be heard. Some of them didn't even realize the idolatry that they had that was in their hearts. Some of them murmured. Just as our ancients, none of us are above that which is written. And all of this stuff is in here for our example, for us, so that we don't make the same mistakes. so that we can guard our hearts from all of this, right? So that we can know what's really truly in our hearts. That's why we always pray. You know, Father, show me what's in my heart. Show me. That's why repentance, that's why deliverance is so key. That's why being transparent with the Most High, with the Father, is so key. We can't get no deliverance, none whatsoever, without confessing it and being real and truthful with the Father, because he knows everything about us. But for some of us, and some of the ones that are gone, those things were more important. They were more dear and near than the Father. Those were their gods. We have not, many of them did not learn from the mistakes and the example that was set before us. None of us are different. None of us are exempt from this. We all, same temptations, same things. We all of us. None of this is uncommon. But we must take heed, Israel. Take heed. As we are in this thing and we're being perfected, going through this wilderness experience, it's not a light thing at all. It's not a light thing at all. And you know what? The Father did that to them so that they can know what was in their hearts. And the same for us. It's, I'm going to tell you, it's not the easiest thing when you can really see yourself for who you really truly are, right? And you need to rejoice in that, even the fact that you know who you are, right? You can see yourself. You can see your faults. You can see your failures, right? Not a time to go and run and hide, you know, and want to get up under a rock. No, that's the perfect time, the perfect opportunity for you to get it right. The perfect time for you to face head on self. Make the changes. Die daily. Make it right with the Father. Sure, some of that stuff is brutal. I mean, I know it is. For me to see how I've been operating for so long and how I've been deceived for so long, shame come up on. It does. I mean, it's just like a normal reaction. But there's no condemnation, saints, to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So there is hope for us, right? So the whole idea is to make the necessary changes, get up, and move on. Hallelujah. We don't want to find ourselves out of the way. We won't find ourselves in this condition. I'm gonna read the rest of that. It's a rock. I'm gonna read that a little bit later. That's pretty much it. There's a lot in there. There's a lot entailed in there. Another thing, another key point that's taking people out is offenses, right? You've heard much about it. You heard much being spoke about it. Many warnings to watch out for offenses. A lot of times, we're blinded to self, and offenses can be rooted in many different factors. For example, it can be rooted in rebellion or rejection, your bitterness or unforgiveness. You can find yourself holding on to different things and not wanting to move on, holding on to offenses. But at the end of the day, the woe is on you who is offended, right? Many of those who have gone and gone out of the way were offended. In Acts 24:16, it says, "And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward Yah and toward men." So this apostle, he's saying pretty much that he had to train himself, right? I exercise myself. I train myself to have always a conscience void of offense. So he's been training himself to not even let that enter in. Been preparing himself not to even let offenses come in. So what? So what this happened? So what that? And what? I got to keep a clear mind. I have to keep a clear conscience. I have to get myself right. Father, I cannot allow that to fester. I cannot allow that to take any root. Let's go to Psalms real quick. And it's one, Psalms 139. 139, and I'm going to start at verse 17. Let's see what the king says. King of Eve, right? And it says, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O Yahweh. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand when I awake. And he says, I am still with you. Glory to the king. So he knew his position. He knew where he was. Hallelujah. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O Yahweh. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Yahweh, that hate thee, and am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Hallelujah. He goes on to say, search me, O Yah, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's what a righteous man should be praying to Yah. That's what a righteous man won't look. Search me, Father. Search me out. You know what I mean? I want to know. I need to know. I want to get right. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So we want to be careful we don't make ourselves an enemy. Enemy of Yah. Hallelujah. And King David, and now he was saying, you know what? They've made themselves enemies to you. Guess what? They're enemies to me as well. Hallelujah. And so the same for all of those who've gone on. They've become our enemies, made themselves our enemies. And those who are speaking out against the man of Yah right now, those who are speaking out against the ministry, falsifying information, and coming all out of the woodworks, just lying, basically. All of them got their day. Their day is coming. It's coming for them, and it's coming swift. Hallelujah. So don't even be disturbed by them. It's supposed to happen. It's supposed to come to pass. They did it to the Messiah, right? So we're not any better than our master. So the same things are going to come upon us, you know, even in your natural family. And they're notorious for it, them. You know, as long as we was out there living in a wicked lifestyle, it was none of this, you know. But it's amazing that what we see taking place now, the length and the depths that natural family members will go to so-called expose, or the so-called, they're trying to free and set us free. And I got to get my child out of that. I got to get my baby out. Man, stop that foolishness. With all the perverseness that you all were into before, now you want to try to, when a person is living holy and righteous, that's how you know this shit is real. This is a spiritual battle. This is a war. This is a fight. And if we don't guard ourselves, even from them, even from family members, we're going to find ourselves out of the way, because they have a lot of influence, whether you think so or not. I don't care how long you've been in this faith. How many times we're warned that they are not our family. They don't have our best interests at heart. They don't. So we better be careful, making sure we keep the proper distance from them, realizing that these people are not serving Yah whatsoever at all. They are enemies. Glory to the King. Where we at, Saints? Still fairly early here. But as I mentioned earlier, the whole idea in this thing is to run this race with patience, right? And through patience, we possess our souls. There's nothing wrong with being excited and energetic and just full of zeal and vigor coming into this thing. But it's all about endurance. And it's all about maintaining. Let me look at one thing real quick. Let's see. We'll go to Psalms real quick. I'm already in Psalms. 34 here. And it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Yahweh delivered him out of them all. So we're gonna go through some things. We're gonna go through some trials and temptations and some struggles. Proverbs 24 and 10. See this one here. Where was I? I think I was working. It was about a year ago. About a year ago I was working, and I was literally driving teams. Right, we was driving headed out somewhere. I forget where we was going. Somewhere, North Carolina, somewhere like that. And it was my turn to sleep in the sleeper berth, to drive tractor trailers, drive trucks. And I remember being, you know, falling asleep. And then I had I started to dream about something. I was in the crowd, and it's kind of vague. I don't remember it all right now. But anyway, this verse here came to me, Proverbs 24:10, just like that, Proverbs 24:10. And then I was, Proverbs 21:10, and it was like I was telling the people, I was like, listen, listen. And I remember screaming that out of my mouth. And the guy that I was with, he was like, huh? Like, what's going on? I was like, oh, nothing, man. Ain't nothing going on. And then I went to my book. I opened up my Bible, and I started to read it. And it said, if thou faint in the day of adversity, then thy strength is small. And I was like, whoa. Wow, check that out. And then it came back to me just a couple weeks ago. The same verse, you know, I was reminded of it. I was like, wow, you really were preparing me, trying to get me ready, get my mind ready, right? Knowing that, you know, this thing is not about me. You know, the joy of Yahweh is my strength. And he was trying to just get me ready and prepared to know, you know what, you're not going through this thing on your own, you know what I mean? You have help, you have strength. But if you fall, just because you're going through a little something, you're going through a little, you know, a little trial, you're being tested and proven, man, your strength was small anyway. Your faith was small. You didn't have, you know what I mean? You didn't have nothing to really hang on to. It wasn't rooted and grounded. And it's the same thing for us, right? I mean, it's for each and every last one of you. You got to know who your strength is. You got to know that Yahweh is your strength. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come right back. I'm going to finish up that Sirach. Chapter 2. And I'm also read those words that Pastor Dodd spoke, because it's real. It really, truly is real. Keep in mind, things he told us a while back. He told us that we should read something at least once a week about hell. We got to keep that in our mind. Keep it in the forefront. I know many of you coming from Christianity, coming from religion, you was told don't focus on hell, don't focus on the devil, don't give him no power. But we've been taught that we need to. We need to focus on it. We need to pay attention to him. We need to know the workings, the inner workings of the house of time. We need to know what the word says about hell. Hallelujah. And it's not a desirable place for us. We got to keep our eyes focused where we're trying to go throughout all of this. This is only a season, only a trial. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Let me take a real quick ministry break and be right back. Thanks.
Shalom. This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled Ellington. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled Lafayette, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, Israel. The King is coming. Glory, hallelujah. Elder Donnie here. Just coming here, just talking to just a little bit, things, just about how serious it is out here. And just to keep ourselves rooted and grounded and know, you know, where we are in this time frame, you know, not to take this thing for granted and not to think that we've already arrived. And we don't want to fall. Hallelujah. But just taking heed to the warnings and just taking heed to, you know, all that's put before us. And even those who've gone on, who've fallen away, just taking that and taking a humble approach about it, but yet still striving, hallelujah, with boldness. Glory to the King. But we got to always be watching and be guarding. We have to. Let me, read that. Read those words Pastor put out just a couple days ago. Pretty much letting us know that we need to prepare ourselves, right? Even more so. And it says, this year is going to be a trying year for Israel. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And that which can be shaken will be taken out of the way. And he says, be not so soon shaken in mind, and neither be troubled by any spirit. You know, and he reiterates that. If it can be shaken, you are getting ready to be shaken. If you can be troubled, a spirit is coming to trouble you. We should be like a pillar, he said, unmovable. And we should be like a rock. And he also went on to say that we need to be rooted and grounded in that word. Hallelujah. Immersed in that word. So we got to really guard ourselves, saints, and get ready this upcoming year. Because there's nothing to play with. Hallelujah. As we can already see the different things that are transpiring. So if it, you know, if you haven't been, you know, your faith ain't been tested yet. You haven't been going through any trials. You haven't been proven. Get ready. Get ready. And don't think this thing to play with. I'm going to read a couple more. Let's see. Continue with Sirach. As I said, it was Sirach chapter 2. Starting at verse 7. It says, you that fear Yahweh, wait for his mercy, and go not aside, lest you fall. You that fear Yahweh, believe him, and your reward shall not fail. You that fear Yahweh, hope for good and for everlasting joy and mercy. Look at the generations of old and see, did ever any trust in Yahweh and was confounded? Or did any abide in his fear and was forsaken? Or whom did he ever despise that called upon him? For Yahweh is full of compassion and mercy, long-suffering and very pitiful, and forgiveth sins and saveth in time of affliction. Woe be to fearful hearts and faint hands and the sinner that goeth two ways. Woe unto him that is faint-hearted, for he believeth not. Therefore shall he not be defended. Woe unto you that have lost patience. And what will you do when Yahweh shall visit you? They that fear Yahweh will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways. They that fear Yahweh will seek that which is well-pleasing unto him, and they that love him shall be filled with the law. They that fear Yahweh will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of Yahweh and not into the hands of men. For as his majesty is, so is his mercy. Hallelujah. I think that's critical, and I think that's key how they say that they will humble. They that fear Yahweh will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight. Hallelujah. So I was saying we got to keep ourselves in that state of humility. Hallelujah. Before the Father. Glory to the Lord. All right. But another thing, saints, and knowing all of this, we got to know that it's not in the Father's will for any of us, hallelujah, to be cast out. For his true elect, for his true people, there is an expected end. Right? And Jeremiah talks about it. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about it. How he knows the thoughts that he has toward you. These are thoughts that bring about peace and not evil, that will bring about an expected end. One thing we got to keep our mind on, saints, at the end of the day, when going through anything in this life and in this this walk, we're still trying to get to the kingdom. We're trying to make it there, right? And that's our goal. That's our objective. There are going to be bumps. There are going to be bruises and hurdles along the way. But the idea is to just to hang in there, stay close to the Father, stay close to Yah. That's why we have each other, too, as a support system to build up one another and to strengthen one another. That's why it's so critical and so key to get all of the malice and all of the ill will and all of that stuff up out of us and out of the camp and out of our fellowship and out of our assemblies, to get that stuff far away from us. That's just the enemy trying to come in and tear us down. But we can't do this without one another. Hallelujah. And we got to be conscious of ourselves. And my prayers is that, you know, Father, just show us, even in showing us, you know, the faults, the errors of our way, you know, in areas that we've been blinded to for years and years, that we're able to handle it, that we're able to deal with it once you show it to us, not to send us into a saddened state or depression or anything like that, but it's for us to get better. Hallelujah. So that ultimately we can be washed clean. Hallelujah. And so that we can be ready when our master returns. So just want to encourage you, saints, not to be puffed up, not to be haughty during this time. But be very humble, all right? Look at yourself. Be honest with yourself. You know, make the necessary changes. And just stay rooted. Hallelujah. Stay rooted and grounded. I'm going to definitely be warring. Definitely be praying for Israel even more so as we go forward in this thing. Because we don't need one another. We don't need prayers. And I hope you all been praying, building up yourselves in your most holy faith as instructed to do so. That's critical. That's key. I'm still getting testimonies of brethren and how they've been implementing it and how it's just been impacting their lives. It was right on time. We needed it. We needed that reminder. We needed that that understanding in this time. Hallelujah. But saints, that's pretty much all I got for you this evening. Just wanted to talk to you about that. I tell you what, just seeing that post and seeing that just rocked me, because I know for a fact, I know I have a long ways to go, and I know I couldn't even begin to put any crap up like that. I know how the enemy works. I know that this, as long as I'm in this thing, I'm going to have to fight, and I'm going to have to war. Hallelujah. And that's the reason I read what I read about our ancients. They're people that went on before us. There's a lot that's written in this book as an example to us of what not to do, how not to be. And for whatever reason, that, see that murmuring, that complaining, that stands out in my mind. That shouldn't be us, Israel. I know Shepherd told, he said it many times before, there's always something that, you know, you can complain about, or that can be complained about, but it ain't profitable for none of us. None of us whatsoever. And look at our ancients and how they complained and how they murmured and where it got them at. Y'all have to test that thing, man. He's not pleased with that. Just as we heard a couple weeks ago, y'all know exactly the things that we need, and he provides those things that we need. But we want. But everything that we want, it ain't always good for us. He's always known what's sufficient for his people. He does all things well. We got to trust him. Most importantly, trust Yah. Hallelujah. Allow him to direct your path. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie. I'm signing off on this edition of the Brother Segment. Y'all be encouraged, Israel. Continue to pray, continue to fight, continue to war against the enemy of our soul. Hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged. Shalom, shalom.